This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to how much is the doggy on his thread belief. My beliefs are things I take from my personal experiences. The things I believe are what life has taught me to be true or has provided me with the preponderance of the evidence that it may be true. My beliefs are uniquely my own. I don't expect other people to believe what I believe. I don't ask them to believe what I believe. And, you know, if they want me to believe what they believe, they better be able to put up a pretty good argument. Beliefs are a strange thing. Many of them are taught to us, such as religious beliefs. You know, you're born, your parents raise you in a church or synagogue or temple, whatever, and you eventually take on those beliefs as your own. A lot of times, even though there is evidence to the contrary, people retain those beliefs because that's what they were taught. Other people are diehard Democrats. Other people are diehard Republicans or pick a political party of choice. They believe that way because their parents taught them to believe that way. Other people eventually break free, you know, of that mold. I'm one of those. If I believe something, it's because a preponderance of the evidence or my own eyes have taught me to believe that. I mean, for example, you stated that skepticism is always a good thing. I disagree with that. You know, if somebody walks out of the bathroom, you know, walks out of a public restroom and says, "I planted a bomb in there," you know, I'm not going to be a skeptic. I'm going to say, "Okay," and run. Somebody pulls out a gun and says, "I'm about to start shooting people," I'm not going to be a skeptic. I'm not going to tell them, "Hey, prove it, asshole." No, I'm going to take them at their word. Skepticism is a good thing, but sometimes you just got to say, "Okay, I believe you." Oh, let's see. What would it take for me to believe in aliens? Well, I do believe that there are UFOs. I do believe that there's life on other planets. And even though I've never actually seen a UFO, I came close one time. I was driving down the road and I saw a flock of, well, it turned out to be a flock of birds. But I mean, from the distance I was at, it was turning silver then black. And I thought it was a UFO for sure. When I got closer, it turned out it was a flock of birds flying in an updraft. They were going in a circle and they were turning in unison. It was really pretty awesome to see. Once they turned silver, and then when they turned again, they'd go black. And that was pretty cool. Anyway, are UFOs from another planet? I don't know. I'm seriously starting to suspect that we're not the most intelligent species on this planet, that there may have been a higher life form native to this planet. Ants do a lot of things that man does. Ants get drunk. Ants wage war, ants take slaves, and ants probably think they're the most intelligent creation in the forever, you know. They are the height of the all being, you know. They worship their queen, and she is the epitome. She's probably God. And man seems to think the same way as ants do. And we may be just as wrong as they are. Why I believe in life on other planets and everything is because of the evidence that has been provided before me. Everywhere that life can exist, it does. I mean, in the vents at the bottom of the ocean where the water is so hot where it's boiling up, and they say, "Nope, there can't be no life there," and they go down and life is there. In the sub-freezing Antarctica where they say, "Nope, there can't be no life there, it's just too cold," and they go and life is there. The preponderance of the evidence says that where life can exist, it will. And that's why I do believe there is life on other planets. I don't know if they're flying UFOs around us. Like I said, the UFOs could be a higher intelligent species from this planet. I just really don't know. I believe they exist, but, you know, that's my personal belief. I'm not going to ask anybody else to believe it. Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. What would it take for me to believe? I believe in Bigfoot. I think I've made it pretty clear that I saw one night. I've told a story here. I wrote it out, and I put it out on a podcast. And, yeah, I have no doubt whatsoever Bigfoot exists. I've seen one with my own eyes. Can I prove it? No. Do I care if anybody else believes me? No. It's a belief I have. It's my belief. It doesn't matter if they believe me or not. I saw it. And that's important. That's enough for me. As far as the Loch Ness Monster, I haven't seen one. But I can't, if somebody else tells me they have, I can't tell them they're a liar. Or can't tell them that, you know, they need to see a psychiatrist or anything, simply because I've seen a Bigfoot. What would it take for me to believe in the New World Order? Look at history. Throughout the history of mankind, there have been a never-ending gamut of schemes and dreams of people trying to shape the world in their own image, of trying to ensure they are in power forever. Maybe a pharaoh building a pyramid to himself, or a president getting elected four times, I don't know. Men have always had dreams of power. And to think that the very rich don't get together and try to get more power, to perpetuate that power through their children, or onto their children, to pass it along to their children, to have secret societies where they scheme against the huddled masses. Yeah, they do that. I honestly believe that. Because the preponderance of the evidence, looking through history, has shown me that human beings very much do this. And is there a new world order? I don't know if they'll bring it about, but I do believe there's people scheming in that direction. Powerful, rich people scheming in that direction. Do I want anybody else to believe it? I don't care if anyone else believes it. I believe it. And that's enough for me. I cannot make people believe the way that I believe, nor would I want to. I want them to believe the way they want to believe. And in the end, I'm sure it's all going to work out. What's true will be proven to be true. What's false will be proven to be false. We're all going to muddle through one way or the other. Empires will be built and empires will collapse. And in the end, I don't know. In the end, I just want to look back on my life and say I enjoyed it. That it taught me a lot. I guess I'm rambling. This is Mr. Whoopi, signing off. Love and light to each of you, my friends. Good night.